you get many frosts over this way?
Ooh. I'll tell you the honest facts. We've had frost this winter that looked like snow.
You know, this has been all around one of the worst years, I believe, in the history of this part of the country.
I think it has. Well, I think it's been that way all over. I was talking to some people from California the other day and in the library, and they said, honestly, their weather out there had been so changeable. And then last night, I was at my ABWA meeting, and this young lady that sat next to me said she was talking to a friend of hers in Panama, in the Panama Canal Zone, yesterday, and she said it had been one of the worst seasons that they had had over there in many years.
Hmm. Well, you know, we've never heard anything about the weather in those places.
But it was just such a, she said that they had had, it had not been anything to compare with what their usual weather was.
Well, you can safely say that about this last 8 or 9 months we've had.
Well, and the funny thing, you know, snow all around us, Mobile, everybody.
That was the biggest freak thing I believe I've ever
I
seen.
I know, and then here it was, you know, and they would predict snow here and predict it, and of course everybody, I was so amused. We have a little German girl that works up there with us. And of course she was is a native of Germany, and she was used to snow, you know, and every time it would look like snow, you know, and she'd sit up there and look out, and she'd say, Miss Erin, is it going to snow? And I'd say, well, that's what they say, but I don't know.
You know, when we went down over AEA vacation, we went down to Mobile, and the trees all down there were all broken over from the weather.
Oh, I
all
know.
The snow warm, and it really messed everything up down there. We didn't have any snow at all.
I know it.
That's just the most ridiculous.
And they were so amazed, you know, down in that part of the country. My daughter-in-law, mother and father, lives in Mobile. And then another thing, you know, in Georgia, this sister-in-law that I was speaking of, they have just moved here from Columbus. And of course, you know, they had the worst snow they've had there in years. Well, I don't know whenever it has snowed that deep.
Well, and that far south.
And that far south.
Well, I know my mother called us from Chattanooga and said they had about a foot and a half of snow over there, and she really thought we'd just be snowed under. And it was just a pocket right here around North Alabama. We didn't get a thing.
We didn't get a thing.
Except plenty of rain.
Oh, Lord, well, we've had that, I tell you. And I bet this summer will. I just have a feeling that it's going to be so dry you can't.
I'm afraid so. From one extreme to the
other. Yeah, that's right.
What happens to water in the, if it gets cold enough, the water in your plumbing will freeze and the pipes will what?
Burst.
Okay. You might say it got so cold last night the lake
froze.
Okay. But that wasn't the first time. It has what before?
Has frozen before.
Okay. Weeks ago, and Geraldine, which was 8 miles below 5, had that tornado.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back home and took a weekend off, and I went back up there last weekend for another interview. And as I was just leaving Scottsboro, I heard on the radio that Fort Payne, which is halfway between 5
Geraldine.
And, it was hit by a tornado. So that's been, of course, we get tornadoes all the time over in Florida. That's the thing I've had the hardest time getting used to, because in Chattanooga there aren't any tornadoes. We're down in that valley there. And
I said here in Huntsville, if a tornado ever hits here,